'97, the ice bowl was the all-time cold in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yep.
Now around 70% of those frostbite patients are being advised to schedule amputations.
Oh, my gosh. For a football game.
One of them is a guy who took his gloves off for 5 minutes to put up a tent outside Arrowhead Stadium. Even those who don't need amputations are not out of the woods. They'll have sensitivity and pain for the rest of their lives and will always be more susceptible to frostbite in the future. State of the Union tonight, 8 o'clock Central. Just to repeat. If ever a celebrity deserved her own Barbie doll, it's Shania Twain. And she got one for International Women's Day. Now, this story was really downplayed in the press, and I'm kind of surprised. But the armorer from Rust, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, found guilty yesterday of involuntary manslaughter.
Yep.
So I think that does not bode particularly well for the guy who failed to check the chamber before killing the director of the movie.
Yeah, but
you know, that would be Alec Baldwin.
But he's a star. They'll probably let him off.
Well, you know, they have to consider, what would America be like without Alec Baldwin?
Isn't he also threatening to leave the country?
They stay. They're not going anywhere. They're full of crap. It's Beazel Shmias, as we say in Carney language. Next hour, we have Random Facts with Jay. And following that, we do a $20 food outlet pop quiz. And you can take that $20 and go to any of the three food outlet locations and get whatever you want with it. And this week, that would be three full half gallons of your favorite Blue Bell ice cream flavors at $5.62. That's a real half gallon. You can get 4 pounds of sirloin tip roast at $4.51. It's cost plus 10% pricing throughout the store, so you'll save on everything. And you must trust that I do occasional reconnaissance shopping just to make sure I'm not living in an illusion. You will save on everything at Food Outlet because it's all about the groceries. A 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, 2 for $5. That means you can get 8 pounds, 40 pounds of potatoes with that Food Outlet gift certificate. Or 4 fridge packs of your favorite Coke products. Those are the kind you just slide into the narrow shelf in the fridge will accommodate these. $4.99 each for those. That's an excellent price. And quarterline pork chops are $1.77 a pound. Tony's Pizza's 2 for $7. Great deal in frozen foods. Food Outlet with locations on Highway 14 in the Millbrook. Not too far. Visible. You can see it from the top of Mount Duncan, but it's not quite there. Downtown Prattville, just west of Highway 31 on Main Street. And I'll see you Sunday morning. Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Traffic and the next edition of SRN News coming up.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're doing okay as far as major accidents go right now. 6585 doing okay. So is the Boulevard. School zones are active. Watch out for the crossing guards. Definitely all the kids and school buses. Spring is coming at Premier Place Shop Bath and Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Faro Vape and Phone Repair and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center presents Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour.
I'll let you know and I know.
With special guests, the Outlaws. Friday, March 29th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com. Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour with special guest, The Outlaws, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
and we call it QB reps. We rep probably 10 guys. It's just marketing and IL. We don't do contract agent stuff.
David Morris runs Quarterback Country. He and his team prepare the nation's most elite quarterbacks to perform at the next level. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The world welcomed little baby Bryan Cranston. The doctor was proud to deliver the future Breaking Bad star.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Say his name.
What?
Say his name.
Bryan Cranston?
You're damn right.
Bryan Cranston, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Posting on Truth Social, former President Trump saying he'll provide a running commentary as President Biden delivers his State of the Union speech tonight. GOP critics lambaste the president for insisting for more than 2 years that the border was secure and there was no crisis, then suddenly declaring a crisis, claiming he did all he could to address it, then trying to blame the Republicans. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill. It's protecting IVF providers and patients from legal liability. It follows an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos possess the same legal rights as children. A drive-by shooting at a city bus stop injured 8 high school students, at least one of them critically, in Philadelphia. Now the hunt is on for several gunmen who carried out yesterday afternoon's attack. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 36 points, NASDAQ futures 71 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
It's very important with the State of the Union address tonight that you understand what the president is trying to tell you. So here's a refresher course on Bidenese.
No strength, bad health care. My boss been wet. Palmist. True under dash double depression. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today I am going to teach you how to speak Bidenese. I'm going to teach you a few words and then we'll get the proper pronunciation and context from the master himself, President Joe Biden. The first word I'm going to teach you today is next no strength. Next no strength. President Biden will now demonstrate this word for us.
Donald Trump does pose an excellent strength to this. It's not hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. Next no strength. Okay, the next word we've got is badikefkare. Badikefkare. Say it. Try it. Badikefkare. President Biden.
Barack and I think it's a right for people to have badikefkare.
Next, my bus been wet. Now, a common error on this one is people put the stress on the wrong syllable. It's not my bus been wet. It's not my bus been wet. It's my bus been wet. Say it. My bus been wet.
My bus been wet.
Next, we have a word that's much simpler. Palmist. Palmist. Can you say palmist? President Biden, palmist.
And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the palmist with the palmist who wrote these following words.
All right, now that you've got 4 words in the bag, we're going to move on to a really complex Bidenese word. Do you think you're ready for it? You're going to really have to pay attention here. This is sort of advanced level Bidenese. Very long word, okay? This is what it is. It's a very long word. Are you ready? Truender-dubba-depressure. Truender-dubba-depressure. One word. One word. Truender-dubba-depressure. Say it a little more quickly. Truender-dubba-depressure. Truender-dubba-depressure. President Biden, go.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize Truender-dubba-depressure.
Truender-dubba-depressure. You guys did fantastic. You learned five new words in a new language, and now you know more Bidenese than you knew yesterday. What can I do but leave President Biden with the last word?
So, I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate.
All right. A little bit later this hour, Random Facts will be next, we'll Sprint. And right now, the Truender-dubba-depressure is on Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Well, I think we can stop talking about fog. Visibility at the Montgomery Airport went from a quarter of a mile last hour to 10 miles, which is unrestricted this hour. So, yeah, stop talking about that. Good bit of sunshine today. Warm, comfortable, high 78. Increasing clouds tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, breezy, warm, high 76. Risk of showers and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon hours on Friday, and probably late afternoon for most folks. Then widespread rain and storms in the overnight hours, Friday night through Saturday morning. A severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes and excessive rainfall amounts. Then Saturday, the showers clear out before noon, dry for the rest of the weekend. Sunshine returns Sunday, much cooler, high 62. Stop shaking over there. And then we'll be in the upper 30s Sunday and Monday night. So, Alabama growers, beware. If we have to take that temperature down anymore, there could be some patchy frost. Right now, this morning, it's 53. And mostly sunny at 7:13.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I think most of us would agree that we have no interest in watching the sausage being made, correct?
Yes, that's true.
The latest in things that nobody asked for, but a company went out and made anyway, is now the meatless wiener.
My hot dog has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My hot dog has a second thing. No meat in it at all. Instead of bug parts and nitrates, there's one thing that I'd like to say. Hot dogs are so full of junk, there's no meat in there anyway.
More on that coming up. And I got to post a... I'll tell you what. You do... No, we're not going to do that. Let's get Blue Water News, and okay, when we come back, we'll talk about today's breakfast special. Right. And I have my first of two convoluted intros ready for Random Facts.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama lawmakers passed the Choose Act school voucher program Wednesday night. The Choose Act provides state funds to eligible families for private school tuition, tutoring, or transfer fees to move to another public school. Governor Kay Ivey is scheduled to sign the bill into law today. Former Elmore County Sheriff's Deputy Blake Hicks pleaded guilty this week to depriving an arrestee of his civil rights. Hicks used excessive force by punching and kicking a handcuffed person he arrested in March of 2022. Hicks faces up to 10 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for June 24th. Alabama lawmakers began final debate Wednesday on legislation shielding in vitro fertilization providers from the fallout of a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. The measure would protect providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Last year, we had severe weather late in the spring and did a lot of tree damage in my neighborhood in Arrowhead, which is very green, beautiful place. But a lot of trees had to come down. A lot of large branches were blown down. And a couple of trees were so saturated at the base that they just tipped over. When those kinds of things happen on your property, call Tree Masters, the very best, the creme de la creme, when it comes to tree removal. Not only removing the tree, safely, of course, without damaging any other part of your property, but disposing of the tree as well. And that includes large branches, any debris from a project that you take care of it so that you don't have it sitting out in the front of your yard for several weeks because the city won't pick it up unless it's done a certain way. We had hedges all the way around our pool. We had all of those cut down, but the stumps are still in the ground. So Tree Masters is going to take care of that. We have a crepe myrtle that's kind of V-shaped, and its basic function, it doesn't provide a whole lot of shade. Those trees really aren't known for that, but it does send its leaves into the pool, which is a constant hassle.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing I didn't know, and Todd Clark from Tree Masters showed me this, he saw something on the outside of the tree that bugged him, so he put a probe into it. Carpenter ants came streaming out, and then he hit the tree on the outside, and it made a hollow sound. He says, this thing has been hollowed out by carpenter ants.
They don't call them carpenter ants for nothing.
Yeah, right. So I'll tell you what, if you're in a situation with those kinds of things.
Need some wood?
Get some carpenter ants, man. They just love that stuff. A tree that was hit by lightning is coming down, and a tree that's been on just a regular garden variety windy day that's been rubbing the shingles down on one side of the house, they're going to cut that one back. It's also a launching pad for squirrels that like to chew my exhaust caps. I've had it. So Tree Masters to the rescue for any of those kind of projects. If you got a stump or something that needs to be removed, these are the people to call to get it done right. 676-3638, 676-3638. And all of their services available for your perusal at treemastersal.com. And please tell Todd and the team over there you heard about them here. We're just a couple of minutes away from Random Facts with Jay Scott. Win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with the pop quiz. So take some notes.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
By Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy National Cereal Day. Enjoy a big bowl of Fruity Pebbles, Cap'n Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, Honey Smacks, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Trix, or Lucky Charms today.
Warning, may contain processed corn refined wheat rice and oats added sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Be aware of low nutritional value. May be linked to health risks such as weight gain, heart disease, depression, tooth decay, high blood pressure, brain fog, liver damage, osteoporosis, and even sugar addiction.
Of course, you already knew all that, so wake up and help yourself to another bowl and enjoy your National Cereal Day.
And now,
here's Special J with a great big bowl of
random facts.
You know what that rhymes with? Special K on National Cereal Day.
That's not what I'm laughing at.
Oh, you were thinking something else? I know what you mean, but no. And if that troubled you, I apologize.
No, it doesn't. It just...
Why am I not getting this?
I want to roll with it, but I know better. You know?
Yeah.
I want to run with it, but I shouldn't, and I'm not.
Oh, gosh. Somebody have to talk with me later.
Yeah, I think we can help you.
I could have had fun with that. But I'm not going to have fun with it. Did you know? But it is good, and I wish that I could.
Wow, was there something deep in there that I missed?
Not at all.
No, just stick with the rhyme with Special K. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Did you know the first man to finish the 1904 Olympic marathon was Chewbacca?
I had no freaking idea. That is so cool.
They're quite,
dude.
Yeah, they live to be quite old, and there were Chewbaccas and Wookiees. The first man to finish the 1904 Olympic marathon rode in a car for half the race.
Oh.
There wasn't a lot of regulations going on at the marathon.
Let me ask Rich something.
Okay.
Do you remember the name Rosie Ruiz?
How do I know that name? It sounds familiar.
She won the New York City Marathon I think it was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this big thing, oh, the first Latino, and blah, 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 blah. Then it turns out she cheated.
Yeah.
And they had to retract the whole thing. Idiots. You were saying?
The actual winner of the 1904 Olympic Marathon had to be carried across the finish line after his coaches gave him a mix of brandy, eggs, and strychnine.
I can't think of a better. I think I may try that before I go bike riding today.
Hey, don't get any ideas for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Today's this dark breakfast special.
The guy who came in fourth place stole two peaches from a spectator. He also ate rotten apples from an orchard that he passed during the marathon. He also took a nap during the marathon and still came in fourth.
If you do all that stuff, I'd run one.
Well, I mean, this was 1904. My guess is there wasn't a lot of people hanging around kind of enforcing the rules type of thing. Just, you know, whatever the case.
Yeah, now when they do this thing, they have officials all the way down the entire
line. It's all thing.
Yep,
yeah. Everywhere. Did you know, in 2014, in a game called EVE Online, now EVE stands for something, it's a... What do they call them? The
feminine hygiene?
No.
Apple eater?
Summer's Eve Online. Anyway, EVE Online is a...
Carry it in your bag.
Yeah, EVE Online is a you're out in space and you have ships and you have space battles and things like that. Anyway, in 2014... There was a 7,500 player battle in this game.
Wow.
Ships from all over. Massive.
Rich, can you imagine that many people with no life doing...
Move out of here.
You say no life, but hear me out. Because...
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yeah. I would trade no life for the amount of money that was spent during this thing. There's videos on YouTube where you can watch this in a time-lapse thing of this point in space where all these ships started to appear and a fight broke out and then all these other ships start to appear. 7,500 players. They destroyed an estimated $300,000 of real-world money.
Wow.
In that conflict. Because of things that you can buy in the game on your ship, but they can also be destroyed by other players. And, yeah, 300 grand. Did you know the 2009 Hudson River plane crash?
With Sully?
Yeah. Of the 155 passengers that were on that flight, only 10 of them were found to have found or used their life vest correctly.
Not surprised.
155 people, only 10 of them I don't know how many used it correctly, but 10 of them found it, and 10 of them
I have often wondered if I would panic and get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these days, I'm going to listen to her.
I was going
to
say, how often do you pay attention to that?
Most of the time, my headphones are on.
The flotation device is in the seat you're sitting on, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite is an airplane where Randy Patterson is up in front of the, and she pulls the thing in a duck. Inflatable duck.
But do you think you could, I guess the oxygen, that's easy enough, right? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not sure about the flotation. So only 10 used the flotations correctly?
10 of them were found to have used or found their life vest correctly. In other words, I don't know how, there were only 10 people who had access to the life vest.
Wow.
Because other people couldn't find it, or they didn't put it on correctly. Which I don't know how you put it on incorrectly. Basically, if you have it on your head and you pull the cord, whether it's backwards, forwards, whatever, you should be all right. You know?
Yeah, right.
Unless you put it on your leg for some reason. I don't know why you would put it on incorrectly. Did you know the Lubyanka building? No. It is the former national headquarters for the KGB. That building that we're talking about. It was originally built in 1898 as the headquarters for the All Russia Insurance Company.
Wow, did they advertise on TV where you can get like life insurance for $2 even if you're at death's door?
Ruples.
That'll insure anybody.
Like mayhem, like me. Or I'm just thinking about their...
That building, however, like I said, it was built in 1898... it was built on the spot where Catherine the Great had once headquartered her secret police.
Huh.
So, and then it became the building for the former national KGB headquarters.
The All Russia Insurance Company?
Yeah. The Lublyanka building? Lubyanka.
You're in good hands with All Russia Insurance.
Did you know the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has never won an Emmy in its entire run? 16 years on the air, I think we said.
That's surprising. I know people who love that show.
They've actually never even been nominated for an Emmy.
I'm going to have to give that show a try.
I hear great things. Nobody has ever said, I hate that show.
Well, it's never been nominated in a major category. It has had 3 nominations. Outstanding Stunt Coordination being the only one that it ever received. So,
what stunts do they do on that show?
There's a couple of things. Sometimes they'll throw a person off a building or get hit by a car. there's some stunts. There's a fire one time, maybe? Anyway, did you know the Eastern Front alone is enough to make World War II one of the, if not the single, deadliest war of all time? Just the Eastern Front would do it.
We've been watching Masters of the Air.
Yeah.
And there's an extensive period where the pilots who parachuted out end up in a, you know, Stalag, prisoners of war.
Yeah.
And my comment to Rich was, not exactly Hogan's Heroes, is it? Because they portrayed it very realistically.
I still don't know how they got away with Hogan's Heroes.
You know what? I agree with you.
How can you make light and have a laugh track about that subject?
Yet I don't recall ever reading about a backlash towards that show from veterans.
No, back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Man, it was not...
Of the approximately 80 million deaths caused by World War II, 40 million were on the Eastern Front.
Man.
Coming up on Random Facts, we will give you a random fact about The Simpsons. We will give you a random fact about a song from 1977 called I Write the Songs.
Yeah, and Barry did not write it.
He did not. We will give you a random fact about a guy named Ivan McGuire. I think it's Ivan. Yeah, Ivan McGuire. We'll also tell you about the smallest body of water that has a perceptible tide.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah, we'll tell you what that is. And we've got a random fact. Let's see. What? How do I want to word this? And it's a random fact about New York City, Chicago, and L.A. altogether. Well, a little random fact about those. That's coming up on Random Fact.
All right, we are Busted Camp 9 o'clock. It's halfway there because it is 7:30 this morning on Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV. I want to talk about Jack Ingram, a place where the most reliable used cars have always been sold. In fact, there are more cars available under $20,000 at Jack Ingram than any other store in the River Region. But they've upped their game. I think that's a good way to describe it. They don't play games, but when it comes to shopping for pre-owned vehicles, what they've done is built in every possible protection for you as a consumer so you can shop the vehicle, decide whether it's the right one for you, a new driver in the family, for your business, and not worry about whether or not it's going to be reliable because they've done all that work for you and they prove it. Nothing makes the floor at Jack Ingram Select. This is John Ingram's latest way of adding additional consumer protection for customers. Each car undergoes a rigorous 84 multi-point inspection by certified techs to ensure it meets the manufacturer's high standards. In other words, it's got to work as well as it did when it came off the assembly line. Each car has a factory certified warranty backed by Nissan's Certified Select program, and that includes domestics, imports, Chevys, Jeeps, Fords, you name it, all with a factory warranty. They take the guesswork out of buying that car with your certified pre-owned vehicle, inspected, reconditioned in the body shop. Comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty so you can drive and shop with confidence. Plus the free Carfax vehicle history report. Not to mention 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty period and rental car reimbursement too. So there you go. With 25 lending partners, you can bet they'll get you done. All you got to do is get to Jack Ingram Select Used Cars on the Boulevard and shop now at jackingramselect.com. Back to the traffic dungeon at 7:32.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're in the busiest half hour of the morning right now. Be careful in those school zones. 65, 85 are clear right now. So is the Boulevard and all the feeder routes. Larry Leibold makes sure you have the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Oh, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is a crisis in American education. 33% of U.S. students lack basic math proficiency. That's more than half of all children. If 33% or one quarter of students are traveling on a train at 60 kilograms per hour and the train breaks down, who will fix it? Who will become an engineer? One of the nerds who the 33% beat up? Maybe a foreign exchange student. It's time we put two and two together and make whatever that comes out to as our goal. Because what we're doing now doesn't add up. This has been a public service announcement to educate our children to understand Heisenberg's theory of relativity. E equals MC Hammer.
And now, 11 minus 6 should leave us with...
Random facts.
I love it.
Five to go. Did you know The Simpsons have a show within a show type of thing with the Itchy and Scratchy show?
Yeah.
It's where a mouse and a cat, you know, go after each other and shoot each other and blow each other up and, you know... Very Tom and Jerry, which is what you would think it would be based on. However, it is not. It is based on a very a much more obscure cartoon called Herman and Catnip.
Herman and Catnip? Which sounds like a morning show in some podunk town.
I'm not familiar with it, but apparently it was notorious for being violent and mean-spirited.
What is the name of it again?
Herman and Catnip. I'm going back to see what this is.
Where did it air, for heaven's sakes?
Let's see. Herman and Catnip.
Here's Catnip with the weather.
Yeah, they were a duo of cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm.
Herman the Mouse and Catnip the Cat. They starred in some animated shorts, theatrical animated shorts.
No.
In the 1940s and 50s.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
It was before Hanna-Barbera.
Arnold Stang and Alan Swift were the regular voices of Herman, while Sid Raymond was the regular actor for Catnip. But yeah, let's see. It was Paramount Pictures was the distributor of it. They came out in 1944, with the last one being in 1959, about 6 minutes for the average runtime.
I bet you can find it on YouTube.
Herman and Catnip.
Wow. And that was the inspiration for Itchy and Scratchy.
For Itchy and Scratchy, although I would say that would probably be the inspiration for probably Tom and Jerry and probably a few others. For them chasing after each other in you know, horrible, violent cartoon ways. Did you know, we alluded to this in the tease leading up to this, but Barry Manilow's 1977 hit, I Write the Songs, was not written by Barry Manilow.
Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys.
He wrote it, yes, but did you know it was a cover?
Wow.
Somebody else recorded it first before Barry Manilow.
Oh. No.
Do you know who covered it?
No.
Perry Como.
No. It was a duo.
Simon and Garfunkel.
No.
Ren and Stimpy.
No. Captain and Tennille.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that, Jay.
I could have said it was a duo with Alabama connections, and Rich would have been like, boom, right on top of it.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Mr. Thomas?
What is it?
That's an interrogatory statement seeking information, but that's not important. when the furniture store was here, her family owned, was it Tennille or Tennille?
Tennille. What? No. What?
I always heard it was pronounced Tennel.
Is that right?
That's what I heard from really old people that used to live here.
But her mom hosted. Her mom hosted a talk show on WSFA television and WSFA radio, which became 1440 WHHY. So she was, Tony was a little 12-year-old girl that would appear on Mom's show on WSFA-TV. Hmm.
Did you know? In 1988, Ivan McGuire, he was an experienced skydiver with 800 recorded dives, jumped from the plane for his third dive that day, whatever day this was. He had his camera rig with him. And he had, you know, gotten all that stuff together, and then he jumped out of the plane and realized he did not get his parachute.
He forgot to put it on?
He jumped to his death from 10,000 feet.
Ouch.
The footage that his camera rig survived the fall.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can watch him realize what happens as he jumped out of the plane.
Oh,
does he realize this and talk to the
camera? I have not watched it.
Final watches?
I have not watched
it. I want to see this.
So, well, Ivan McGuire jumped to death is probably a way to Google that, I guess.
Of course, it could have been, you know, I don't know how long it takes to fall from 10,000 feet to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been one long F-bomb. I don't want to play that.
Well, there may not be any audio with it, actually, to be honest with you. I don't know if there was...
I don't know if they mic'd the situation or not.
Well, that and the fact that you would just hear wind. Just wind the entire time. But I'm sure you can see the reaction on his face, you know? Maybe. I have no idea if the camera's pointing. I haven't looked at any of this footage. I have no idea.
Did you know who Barry McGuire is, right?
I know who Mark McGuire
just
is.
Just using that name. Do you know what song Barry McGuire had?
Green Beret.
No, Eve of Destruction.
Eve of Destruction, I'm sorry, you're right.
The opposite of...
okay, gotcha.
Is that also feminine hygiene?
Here's a possible reenactment of that skydive.
Holy cow.
Wow. A lot of work went into that.
Thanks.
I'm in the mood for a second sunrise, so I'm just going to sit here and watch Rich's face turn bright red. What do you want? I'm a hawk show toast with limited resources.
No, it was good. I thought it was good, dude.
What do you think I am, 20th century jocks?
Yeah,
I'm a 20th century jock.
Did you know roughly 1 in 8 people can
once
make
again,
that noise.
The morning dew is glorious sunshine interrupted by the mournful cry of Chewbacca.
Just picks the right moments to hit. I pause and it starts. Roughly 1 in 8 people, about 12.3% of people in the United States, live in the New York City, Chicago, or LA urban areas. These urban areas account for only 0.2% of America's land. So 1 in 8 people in the United States live in those places, but it only accounts for 0.2% of land in America. And finally, did you know the smallest body of water that has a perceptible tide?
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, the toilet tank?
No. It's not something that's in your house.
Okay, just asking.
It is an actual body of water. And it is here in the United States. It is the smallest body of water that has a perceptible tide.
I'm just going to say the great the Salt Lake.
Not Salt Lake.
Okay.
But it is a lake.
Pontchartrain?
It is Lake Superior.
Really?
Yes. Lake Superior is the smallest body of water that has a perceptible tide.
That is a pretty sizable lake.
I mean, very deep, too. Extremely deep.
Yeah. And those are your random facts?
That's where the rectum of Ella Fitzgerald is, I believe.
Yes.
At the bottom of Lake Gitche-Gumee. It is 7:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM. As we watch the drabness of winter ebb away and the beautiful sunlight of spring on a day like this make its way in, Maybe it's time to add some color to the inside of your home with some new furniture. Now, if you are furniture shopping or contemplating this, maybe you're not ready to shop today, but it's in your... It's kind of on your to-do list. Please make sure you include Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Don't just deal with the national places where it's pretty much the same old thing every time. At Kaiser, you've got a selection. In fact, you can get a great preview on their website, shopkaiserkyser.com. And take a look around, because through the end of March, everything on the floor is 50% off the top tag price. And if you spend more than $1,000, you can do that with interest-free financing for qualified customers with a Synchrony Luxury account. Save on everything for your home to look great this spring, from recliners to entertainment centers, tables, chairs, complete suites of furniture for bedroom or living room, not to mention an extensive selection of accent pieces for that odd nook in the house. But my favorite part about Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings are the women that work there, who have real expertise. First of all, Stella Beard knows that place inside out. So when you're looking for something specific, she'll, in fact, if you give her a little notice, she'll have those selections lined up for you when you walk in the door. Wear comfortable shoes, because you're bound to wander at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. And then Leslie Wolfolk has been added to the staff, and she's a decorator who can give you free professional advice on creating your dream look for less. The idea being to save you money with incredibly high-quality furniture, and again, a variety that you're not going to find anywhere else, because they got 60,000 square feet of storage space there, so they can put it all out and not just be limited. You'll find them at 4044 Tomka Highway. By the way, when you buy furniture, you're spending money. Note that you can save on sales tax at Kaiser, because it's 8.25% at that building there at 4044 Tomka Highway, where it's 10% in the rest of the city. Shop Wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, and visit them online at shopkaiser.com. Before we do the pop quiz, we have Billy on the line. Billy, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. I listen to you every morning while I'm drinking coffee and eating breakfast.
Appreciate that.
I've always meant to go to this place that you advertise where you get the infusions.
Yes.
I just didn't remember it. So I called yesterday morning, got the name of the place and the address. So I went out there yesterday morning, had my first treatment, signed up for the program, and I feel good, and I'm going to call you and give you weekly updates. But I went out, and they took me that same day I called. Everybody was nice, got the treatment, and it was good. And so
which treatment?
I think it's going to be good. I feel good so far. I'll call and give you weekly updates.
Did you get the IV? Did you get the IV, or what did you do?
Got the IVs.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I was there for the cryo contour just Tuesday, so... I really love that. I mean, the cryo contour is...
That was the first thing I did that started me on the path to lose all this weight and start getting into shape. Really appreciate the call, Billy.
I'm going to do it every week of 10 days.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, you should. Deal. And it works. I mean, it goes right into your blood, so you'll see an immediate benefit.
Great folks over there,
too. I had heard that the tablets of this particular thing is good, but the liquid, the IVs are better. It gets into you quicker.
Yeah, well, it goes right into the blood, where tablets and stuff, your stomach may decide what it's going to take and not take, and that's one reason why infusion is such a great option.
Get the Myers
cocktail. Right, then you just pass it on out. But if, like you say, it gets in the blood.
Yep.
And get the glutathione at the end. That's good for the brain.
That's the icing on the cake.
Billy, thanks for choosing a NewsTalk sponsor. It is 7:48, time for today's $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, not that long ago, we talked about this animated series. It was a theatrical short animated thing that inspired Itchy and Scratchy, probably inspired Tom and Jerry. What was the name of that show?
272-9228 is the number to call to win that $20 Head Start at Food Outlet. But if you don't win, stay on the line, because follow-up questions get you bonus entries in tomorrow's grand prize drawing. Give away some good stuff, too. Clark's Club membership, the works from Don Duncan, and a Tucker Pecan gift card. 272-9228. We're standing by for your call right now.
In the McDonald's.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. The interstate still looking good right now. Quite a bit of activity getting into Maxwell and Gunner. A lot of people making the mad rush to make it in before 8 o'clock. Just drive carefully this morning. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor, they have everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor, they're on Highway 80 off I-85. Great people. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
Right, thank you, Jerry. Here is Ronnie, ready to answer the pop quiz question. Ronnie, hey, good morning. Ronnie.
Herman and Katniss.
That's exactly correct. That series from the 40s and 50s from Paramount that inspired Itchy and Scratchy and probably more. Yep, that's it.
All right, you have a $20 head start at Food Outlet. Jay will sign you up for that in just a moment. And let's go down the line and see who wants to follow up. Jay, Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Hey. Smallest body of water with a perceptible tide.
Lake Superior.
That is right.
Good work. You're absolutely correct. We go to Backup Steve.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
I have to rate your convoluted intro as a special A, a triple A on the convoluted intro.
Oh, special A.
Oh, thanks,
that's
man.
Like cereal.
But if I could take just a moment.
Yeah.
Did y'all not watch the cartoon Baby Huey?
Which one? What is it called?
Baby Huey.
I have vague memories of that.
Vaguely, yes.
The same guy that brought you Baby Huey, they brought Herman and Catnip, Harvey Toons.
I did not know that. Oh.
Harvey Toons.
Harvey Toons, if I remember correctly, because I used to live in Harvey, in Louisiana, and I remember me and my brother used to always watch it. Baby Huey was another one of their characters.
Okay. All right. Well, that kind of sort of predates me, but I do remember the days of cartoons in the theater before the movie. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Oh, man, I live for that.
Hey, of 80 million deaths in World War II, how many deaths occurred on the Eastern Front?
Horrible, horrible. 40 million deaths
40
on the
million.
Eastern Front. And that's what they think they accounted for. It probably could be more.
Oh, that's right. That's
horrible. Yeah. Dr. Ambrose always would say that.
Yep.
That more people died on the Eastern Front than anywhere else in any war. So
that's it.
Oh, well.
That's horrible. It, man.
Y'all have a great
Thanks.
Day, fellas.
You know, and they made a joke out of that on Hogan's Heroes because they were always
Eastern
threatening
front,
the Russian front.
Right,
that's what
right.
that was all about.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Is there anybody in the house that can correct me?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
I always pause. Okay. We've got a mostly sunny day out there, and it's going to be a great day. Now, we do have a big storm system looming for Friday night, so enjoy this nice weather while it's here. Good bit of sun. Warmer, comfortable, high 78. Increasing clouds tonight, low 58. Tomorrow, breezy, warm, high 76 on Friday. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by late afternoon Friday. Then widespread rain and storms in the overnight hours through Friday in the wee hours of Saturday morning with a severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes and excessive rainfall. So here's another one of these. It's a curse in this part of the world, these overnight events, which are looming in this case on late Friday night. Saturday, showers clear out before noon, dry through the rest of the weekend. Sunshine returning Sunday, much cooler, high 62. Then upper 30s, Sunday night and Monday night. And we may have to go down lower on that. We'll see. Possible patchy frost. Alabama growers, stand by. We'll keep you up to date. Right now this morning, it is mostly sunny and 53 at 7:54.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
MPB Montgomery Paint and Body has been in the business for over four decades. Now, with that kind of longevity, they've got to be doing something right, and they are. But over the years, I have seen so many paint and body concerns companies here in town go out of business. you know, because they were taking shortcuts. They weren't doing everything the way they should. And it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that is not the way they roll at MPB Montgomery Paint and Body. And that's why Donnie Turner established the business way back. Well, you know, they used to be off the Northeastern Boulevard. Now they're off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And they do things right. As a matter of fact, there are certain insurance companies have used them as an example of how a body shop should do things right. And speaking of insurance companies, they act as a an advocate for you. Sometimes an insurance company will balk at certain costs and certain you know, procedures about fixing the car, but Montgomery Paint and Body, the Turners, will advocate for you that, no, this has to be done, right? So they do things right. It's that their attention to detail and consistent and trustable. Tell your insurance agent you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. 27 wreck with a W is an easy number to remember when you get flustered and maybe you're in a mishap. 27 wreck with a W. Call them first. Let them know your situation. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
We're at 7:55. Up next, the Wall Street Business Report, followed by traffic with Jerry Howell.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told lawmakers on Wednesday that the central bank expects to cut interest rates at some point this year, but not until policymakers have gained confidence the war on inflation is won. U.S. wholesale inventories fell more than initially thought in January, which could negatively impact economic growth estimates for the first quarter. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board has criticized Boeing for failing to provide some key records and other information sought in its ongoing investigation into the January 5th Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 mid-air cabin door emergency. NTSB investigators have sought the names of 25 people who work on door plugs at Boeing, but have not received them from the company. Shares of Foot Locker slumped 27% on Wednesday, after the retailer projected 2024 profit below Wall Street expectations. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, the interstate's still looking good right now. Quite a bit of activity getting into Maxwell and Gunner. A lot of people making the mad rush to make it in before 8 o'clock. Just drive carefully this morning. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor, they have everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor, they're on Highway 80 off I-85. Great people. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Wendell J.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I know we have political correctness, which is this joy that is the other side of health and safety, which is a small oppression of our physical movement, so we can't do anything without permission from the